This episode of Grow the Show is sponsored by Riverside.fm, the leading platform to record studio-quality podcasts from anywhere. More than 70,000 other podcasters use Riverside, including myself, Guy Raz, Gary Vee, companies like Spotify, and even the New York Times. What's amazing about Riverside is that when you're recording a podcast or a remote interview, the recording quality is independent of Wi-Fi stability, which is huge. Your content is recorded locally, which ensures reliable and uncompressed content quality. It's basically a studio inside your browser, and it is super intuitive and easy to use. Once your recording is done, you'll automatically be able to download separate audio and video tracks and edit your content, all with a few clicks. So if you haven't yet, give Riverside a try. Visit riverside.fm and use my code GROW15, that's GROW15, to start recording studio quality sound and video and get 15% off a membership plan. This is Grow the Show, the podcast to help you grow your podcast. My name is Kevin Schmidlin, and my mission is to help you, the independent podcaster, to grow your audience faster and make more money so that you can have a thriving podcast business. And in this quick hit episode, just you and me, I just wanted to share a strategy with you to get more five-star reviews for your podcast. So this came up because I was listening to a client show the other day, and at the end, they had an outro that was pre-recorded, right? So at the end of every episode of their show, they had this pre-recorded outro that said something like, thank you for listening to this podcast. If you liked the show, please give us a 5-star rating and write a review. Or something like that, right? And it was the same outro every single episode. And so I make this because, for a couple reasons. Number one, if you are somebody who has canned your outro, I just want to have you consider not canning your outro, because the outro, the end of the podcast episode, is the best place to make a really valuable call to action to your audience and to get them to join your community or join your email list or maybe even, you know, buy a product or service or join your Patreon or something like that. The end of the episode, right after the content ends, is the best place to do that, because at that point you have so much goodwill with your listener, they're more likely to take you up on something like that. And so first of all, I don't recommend canning your podcast intro or outro, because in my opinion, those are the two most crucial moments in the episode when it comes to audience growth and retention. That said, even if you do decide to can your episode, regardless of whether or not your outro is canned, I don't recommend having rate and review be your main call to action at the end of a podcast episode. I am of the camp that believes that you should make one really specific call to action at the end of each episode. There are other guests of this show who say it'd be better to do between 1 and 3. I don't necessarily disagree with that. However, what I will say is that I don't think that calling to action your listeners to rate and review at the end of every single episode of your podcast is the most effective way to get more 5-star ratings and more reviews for your podcast. First of all, not all of your podcast listeners listen in an app that has ratings and has reviews. So for that 20, 30, maybe even 40% of your listenership, even if they did want to take you up at the call to action at the end of your episode, they're not going to be able to do it. Secondly, if you call to action the same thing in the same way at the end of every single podcast episode, people tune it out. The second, third time they hear it, they tune it out. They're not going to do it. And so
we'll get back to the show in 1 second, but real quick, are you a CEO, founder, or online entrepreneur struggling to grow your podcast audience and turn your listeners into buyers? I get it. It can be extremely frustrating to put so much effort into your podcast only to see minimal growth. And you are not alone in this challenge. We all started there. But what if instead you could learn the simple 4-step process to 10xing your podcast audience and converting your listeners into buyers? Well, you can, and that's exactly why I created my free online masterclass. It's designed in just 1 hour to show you how to easily grow your podcast audience in 2024 utilizing the same strategies that top 0.01% podcasters use to grow their shows exponentially. And in the masterclass, we even share a 90-second hack that helped another podcaster add 20,000 listeners to his audience in just 3 months. Through the masterclass, you'll learn how to upgrade your podcast content, how to grow your audience regularly and reliably, and the exact strategy that I use to generate over 2.5 million in high ticket sales directly from my podcast. So if you're ready to turn your podcast into a powerful tool for growing your business, head over to growtheshow.com/masterclass or click the link in the show notes and register to watch my free hour-long masterclass. Once again, that's growtheshow.com/masterclass, or you can click the link in the show notes. All right, back to the show.
Instead of constantly saying, please rate and review if you like the show at the end of all of your podcast episodes, it would be much more beneficial to take two alternative strategies that are way less work for you and way more effective. The first one is what Pat Flynn, who is a multi-million download podcaster, does to get ratings and reviews for his show, Smart Passive Income. He has an incredibly brilliant strategy where when he hears from people who have reached out to him to talk about how much they love his podcast, what he does, instead of just saying, oh, thank you so much, which is what most of us do, and there's nothing wrong with that, but he takes that opportunity when he hears from those, you know, strangers who reach out, find his contact information, and actually reach out to establish contact and tell him how much they love his show. He takes that moment to ask them to rate and review. And so what that looks like is this: you get a DM or you get an email or even just a comment saying, oh my gosh, I love your show so much. What you do is, first of all, thank them for taking the time to give you that feedback, and then ask, what app do you listen? What app do you use to listen to the show? If they say Apple or Spotify, say, wonderful. Thank you so, so much for this feedback. And I'm wondering, would you be willing to rate the show 5 stars and leave a review that shares what you just shared with me so that other people can understand what you've gotten out of the show? Almost every single time, they'll be like, yes, of course, I'll do it right now. And they'll actually do it. Because again, the reason they went out of their way to reach out to you and tell you how much they love the show is because they're just brimming with this goodwill that they have developed for you because of how valuable your show has been to them. And so that is the moment to ask them to rate and review. If you do it this way and take advantage of when those people are reaching out to you with all this goodwill, you will actually get more ratings and reviews for your show than if you simply say the same thing at the end of every episode, leave a rating and review if you like the show, right? But then there's one more strategy that can really take this to the next level, which is, of course, I'm not saying you should never ask on your show for ratings and reviews, right? It does work to ask your audience for rating and reviews on the podcast feed, but not if you do it every single time in the same way. So instead, once, twice, maybe 3 or 4 times a year, make a really big ask to your audience to rate and review the show, right? Just like how NPR only asks their audience for money once a year, right? In December, they're like, it's giving season, donate now, right? They do that because if you do it all at once, people have an entire year of goodwill built up with you. And so they're more likely to, you know, cash in on that and donate to the show. It's the same thing here with your audience. So if you pick once or twice a year to say, hey, everybody, we love you so much. We love making the show for you. We just have one favor to ask. If you listen on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, if you would, please rate the show 5 stars and leave a review that shares the value that you've gotten out of the program, or, you know, what you enjoy about the program. And so if you wait, make one big ask, you're going to get more people all at once than if you constantly ask over and over and over again and people kind of go deaf to it because you say it so much. So those two strategies, really, really quick, are ways for you to get more 5-star reviews for your podcast. And I would be remiss if I did not take my own advice and for the first time ever ask you to rate and review this podcast, Grow the Show. So if you listen on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and you have not done it yet, please do take a moment right here and now to leave us a 5-star review and leave a 5-star rating and leave a review that shares any and all value and results that you've gotten from the strategies that we share here on the podcast. So with that, that is this week's quick tip. Let me know in the Grow the Show Facebook group what other quick tips or strategies you would like me to share here on the feed. We're experimenting with this quick hit type of content. So I look forward to hearing you there. The link to join us in the Facebook group is in the show notes. And that's it for today. I will see you next week for our next episode of Grow the Show. Thanks so much.